Hey, I'm Sayumi. I'm here in my studio in Tokyo, Japan. I think I was always making things when I was a child, just watching my mom cooking or sewing, crochet needle or knitting. So I learned how to make things with my hands, and then I wanted to pursue for my career as a artist, and the jewelry happened to be the choice I made. But I did pottery, sculpture, printmaking, painting. I experimented all sorts of artistic field, and I fell in love with metals. I like gold. I guess it really changes my attitude towards gold when I handle it, because it's expensive. It has this beautiful sheen of yellow color. It's like a butter or cheese, and it's like it's close to the skin color, so I feel like it's more natural to be part of the body. As I was coming back to Japan more often, I started to see my country differently. Like, I appreciate it more after being away so long. I was able to see from different perspective, and I wanted to see my country more and stay closer. So I thought now is the time. So I wrapped up my stuff and moved back to Tokyo, and it's been about 2 years since I've been back, and I started to feel more comfortable recently. It took me a while to adjust the language, writing, talking to people, figuring out this whole subway system. I grew up here until, I was raised and grew up here until 18, so those basic mannerism or cultural interaction never left me, so I was able to reappreciate this whole new chapter. I feel both Japanese and American, but I feel more Japanese because I was away so long and I was able to see my country from outside, like almost as a foreigner. And I do feel foreigner sometime being in Japan, but because of that feel, I feel like I'm becoming new Japanese. Like, hello Japan, hello, I'm coming back to be Japanese. I like this little essence that exists in Japanese culture that's invisible. No one talks about it, but it's there. This little essence, which is the care for others. And others comes first. That brings pleasure to myself, and it's almost like code.